Raymond Central Public Schools and Discovery Education are continuing to work together to make sure every student at Raymond Central graduates with the skills necessary for college or a career. Joining me to talk about it on Lincoln Live is Dr. Derek Joel, superintendent at Raymond Central Public Schools, and Nellie Fisher, Discovery Education Senior Manager of Education Partnerships. Dr. Joel, we've talked before. Welcome back in with proper social distancing. How are things in northern Lancaster County?
They are fantastic, Dale.
Excellent. Nellie, thank you very much for linking up with us on the phone to talk about this relationship between Discovery Education and Raymond Central.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Dr. Joel, I'll start with you. Is this a relationship born from COVID-19 and the need for remote learning?
You know, that's an excellent question. No, it is not. We at Raymond Central have been working really, really hard on the back end of our purchases of student devices. This is year one for Raymond Central as we went into a one-to-one model where students in grades 3 through 12 are issued a Chromebook. And part of our process now is how can we better utilize the technology that is not only in the hands of our teachers, but in the hands of our students. And so this is about a two-year plan that Raymond Central started to look at. How do we get training? How do we truly make technology come alive in our classroom? And that's where our conversations with Discovery Ed started. And that's how we built a relationship with Nellie. And then we were fortunate enough just this last year to learn that we have an EIR grant that we partnered with Skylar, and we are now able to use those funds towards the training for our teachers and to create the online experience that we really have been dreaming of for a couple of years now.
Nellie, introduce listeners to Discovery Ed.
Incredibly excited to be working with Raymond Central Schools. As some of your listeners might already know, DE is actually inspired by Discovery Channel. So we currently serve more than 4.5 million educators and 45 million students around the world in about 140 countries. So we offer a digital platform, like Dr. Joel mentioned, covering all content areas, K-12, and we pair those with our textbooks and resources for teaching and learning. And really crucial to what we do is how we support districts tailor professional learning plans to meet their district vision and goals.
Dr. Joel, what does this Discovery Ed do to help what you do easier?
You know, I think the first big component of our extended partnership with Discovery Ed, Raymond Central being a C1 district, does not have the resources to create a position for a one-on-one technology coach for our teachers. We know that this is an important piece to our instructional model. And so what Discovery Ed has allowed us to do is to create a cohort of teacher leaders who will be trained to better utilize technology in the classroom. But most important, they will have learning experiences and follow up with a one-to-one technology coach. And so just through that, just the ability to offer that for our teachers and partnering with Discovery Ed is something we would not have been able to do given the current financial structure for the state of Nebraska and the limited dollars that we receive in state aid. So I think it's important also to note that as a district that's 84% reliant on local property taxes, we do everything we can to look for supplemental resources to help support both our teachers and our students.
Nellie, Dr. Joel brings up a good point, and that is Raymond Central is a smaller rural district serving smaller communities, Davie, Raymond, Agnew, Ceresco, Valparaiso. If you could talk a few minutes about customization, how does a company like Discovery Ed manage to serve a smaller rural district like Raymond Central compared to a larger metropolitan district?
That's a great question. So with Raymond Central, we've had several conversations over the last few years around how we could support the district and really tailor to what they need. Obviously, we're not just trying to use technology for tech's sake, but definitely in Raymond Central, the goal here for Dr. Dole and his team was to make sure that we were giving opportunities for students that they might not otherwise have living in a smaller rural area. So being able to really expand their world with this digital experience was definitely a highlight for them in terms of working together. But what we do, as Dr. Joel mentioned, is really tailor our professional learning to meet the needs of the teachers in the district. So they'll be working not only in groups, but then also having that one-on-one job-embedded instructional coaching. So we're really meeting teachers where they're at and helping them with what they in particular need, with one coach that'll be working with them throughout the years. So really making sure we're individualizing that support for each teacher really helps customize it for each district.
All right. To this point, it's been conceptual. We've laid the groundwork for what we're talking about today. Give us some examples. Take listeners into a Raymond Central math and or science class and tell us what Discovery Ed is doing that maybe Raymond Central educators couldn't do as well because they're just teaching a large number of students. Give us examples.
Yeah, I'm happy to. So with science, for example, all the teachers K-12 will now have access to our Science X textbook. And with science, that gives them both a digital and print experience and really supports the newer science standards, the NGSS standards. Nebraska adopted very similar science standards to NGSS, which really push teachers to become more facilitators in their classroom rather than stand and deliver instruction. And so what ScienceX helps to do is really help teachers and give them guidance in terms of what that looks like. So students are really asking their own questions and guiding their own inquiry rather than teachers simply delivering information and students are consuming it. So really that way of how we're shifting how we're facilitating instruction, but then also how students are leading their own learning in the classroom and the ability to really arm them with the tools they need through the Chromebooks and through the ScienceX resources to be able to drive that learning.
Dr. Joel, you're taking advantage of Discovery Ed's suite of math and science digital curriculum resources. What is it about these two subjects? Both were tough for me, and I'm guessing maybe because they're tough for other students, that's why it's the focus. But what is it about math and science that that can benefit from the skill set of Discovery Ed?
Yeah, I think the focus of the math and science came from our desire as a district to really bring a STEM focus into our classroom. And so when we're looking at our science, when we're looking at our math, when we're looking at our technology, when we're looking at engineering, we're really looking at embedding STEM-related activities into core instruction rather than having it be a standalone course. Typically, STEM courses are reserved for higher ability learners, and we're hoping to truly inspire creativity and critical thinking and giving activities in the traditional classroom rather than have them be something separate for different students. And so really that's our goal, and Nellie's done a fantastic job in working with us, crafting our vision so that every student has the opportunity to be successful, but to also engage in their own learning through our STEM focus and utilization of the ScienceX and math textbooks.
I'll stay with you, Dr. Joel. Define a college-ready or career-ready graduate.
I think when we look at college or career-ready, we're looking not only at an academic standpoint, but also a social-emotional standpoint. And so from that academic standpoint, we, you know, as we look through our graduates that walk across the stage that will be doing this Saturday in a virtual standpoint, you know, our students need to be able to think critically. Our students need to be flexible and know how to navigate change. Our students need to be able to learn and relearn. Our students need to have a foundational knowledge of the use of technology, but also the appropriate use of technology. So I really see, you know, our students, as Nellie described, taking the lead role in their learning to explore their curiosity because that's what they're going to do when they leave Raymond Central. They are going to explore their passions. They're going to find their answers, but they're going to need to be able to do that rather than, again, what Nelly had talked about, you know, sitting in a classroom and having that direct instruction or a teacher more talking at them. They need to be equipped with these skills as they leave Raymond Central.
Graduation's a big deal, Dr. Joel, and you mentioned it briefly. It's this Saturday. What will that look like?
Well, for the first time in Raymond Central's history, we have worked with Aspen Video and worked with our seniors to create videos of themselves. They get a video to do a little message to their class. They did a video with them with their diploma and in their graduation garb. And we're going to put everything together along with our student speeches, our staff speeches, into a production that will go live this Saturday at 2 o'clock when we would normally have our ceremony. We've also reserved July 18th as a date in which we hope we can bring our senior class back together, families and friends, and celebrate in the more traditional fashion.
Whew, that's a lot of work. Just hearing you describe it was a lot of work.
Well, we're very excited about it. And I have to give, kudos to our high school principal, Allison Stansberry, our assistant principal, Brian Grelier, in their work in making this possible. But I also would like to thank our RC School Foundation, as they were gracious enough to donate money so that every senior will receive a digital copy that they will have forever, as they felt it was important that since we can't celebrate together, that at least they would have that digital copy to take with them.
Nelly, nicely done. Thank you very much for joining us and spending time so we can learn more about Discovery Education.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you helping Raymond Public Schools. Dr. Joel, always good catching up with you. Congratulations on another graduating class. You bet.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Dr. Derek Joel, superintendent at Raymond Central Public Schools, and Nelly Fisher, Discovery Education Senior Manager of Education Partnerships. Go to KFORnow.com. You will hear this conversation again if you like at our podcast tab and other interesting conversations from interesting people on Lincoln Live. I'm Dale Johnson.